Brian Finn has more business news.
Gavin, thank you. It's estimated that around $7 trillion has been wiped off the value of the S&P 500 index since the start of this year. The index is now on the cusp of bear territory. That's a drop of more than 20% from peak. Let's talk to Victoria Scholar, head of investment with Interactive Investor. Some think the market generally is close to the bottom, Victoria. Others say there's more to come. But is it safe to say that inflation and interest rate hikes are the main drivers at the moment?
Hey there. Yeah, I would say that inflation and interest rate hikes are the main driver, and that became clear when we had those US inflation figures out on Wednesday. It was something for everyone because we saw inflation come down month on month from March to April, but it actually topped expectations, and that's what got the market concerned, fears about inflation that it might not yet have peaked. And so we saw that big drop in the NASDAQ, and like you say, the S&P 500 very close to bear market territory now. So it does look as though this volatility and uncertainty is here to stay for a little bit longer until we start to see inflation peak and possibly when we get a bit more guidance as to where interest rates are going, particularly in the United States.
If anything sums up the recent rout on markets and the general global situation, it's Apple losing its crown as the most valuable firm to an oil company.
Yeah, so we saw Saudi Aramco take over from Apple this week to become the world's most valuable company. Remember, it wasn't long ago that we were talking about Apple becoming the first company ever to reach a valuation of $3 trillion. Now it's heading back somewhere closer towards $2 trillion. Now, there are sort of two reasons why this is happening. Firstly, Saudi Aramco, the Saudi Arabian state-backed oil giant, has been buoyed by this move towards higher oil prices. And then on the other side, in terms of Apple, we've seen a lot of turmoil in the tech sector. So that sent both stocks in opposite directions, bringing Apple into second place.
There was a bit of a bizarre situation on the markets yesterday. Two so-called meme stocks from last year, GameStop and AMC. These were stocks that day traders were buying up to make big firms take a hit on the bets they had taken that the share prices would fall. Why were those share prices rising yesterday while all else were selling off?
Well, interestingly, there is really no fundamental reason why these meme stocks were rallying, nor was there any fundamental reason why we saw the surge in meme stocks last year. But basically, we saw a big comeback, like you say, in GameStop and AMC, although there was some pairing of those gains into the close after the initial enthusiasm. There is a thought that there was something called a short squeeze, which is when short sellers are forced to buy back their stocks in order to avoid more painful losses on their short positions. So when we see these stocks unexpectedly rally for no reason, then that can be exacerbated by a short squeeze. But AMC was up by about 8%, but GameStop was up by a lot less than that, having spiked earlier in the session.
Just a quick look at cryptocurrencies. They're taking a hammering too. $200 billion wiped off the value of the crypto market in just a day. It's really not giving way to some theories that digital currencies will emerge as a safe haven in times of volatility.
Yeah, not a safe haven and nor an inflation hedge. You know, we're actually seeing cryptos bounce back this morning. Bitcoin's up by more than 15% when I last checked about an hour ago. But like you say, we did see some precipitous drops. Crypto's down by about 55% in terms of Bitcoin since the November highs, with losses really accelerating in April. And I think that what we're seeing, this recent price action, just serves as a really important reminder that you know, these wild swings are very much characteristic of the crypto market. And while traders can make these huge gains, they also can end up nursing heavy losses. So, yeah, we saw a lot of uncertainty. There was also not just sent by the equity market losses and concerns about inflation and instability, but it's also a lot of volatility that we've seen in the stablecoin market, which are these sort of digital tokens that are used to store your money as a crypto trader. So we saw a lot of volatility there, and that permeated out into the likes of Bitcoin and Ether and others.
Victoria Scholar of Interactive Investor, thank you very much.